Hello and welcome to Talk Tennis Tea. This is a new podcast which basically talks about tennis tea, tennis gossip, the other side of tennis, which we don't usually hear about, the side that young tennis fans want to hear about, the side that I'm going to bring to you. I'm going to be your host, and for the next 15 minutes, we're going to be talking about some of the scandals, some topics, and some headlines that have been hitting the tennis community at the moment. So let's just begin. This episode is going to be covering Sasha Zverev and his coach, Juan Carlos Ferrero. That's going to be the main topic today. And also, maybe a look into Acapulco and the recent results that have been happening around the tennis world. So let's just begin. So to begin this conflict, Carlos and Sasha got together in July last year around the time of Washington DC at the City Open. That's just before the US Open, when I think Sasha went on to win Montreal and all those other tournaments. Juan Carlos Ferrero is a former number one tennis player, and he and Sasha really wanted to work with him because of the fact that he's hardworking, and that's what Sasha wanted at that time. So then the drama begins. Australian Open, let's be honest, Sasha stuck to his third round performance at Grand Slam, which is a great feat for anyone, but I think Sasha expected better and they all wanted a little bit more. So then that's when the drama happened. Allegedly, well not allegedly, this is from Sasha's mouth, they had a heated conversation with, obviously someone stepped over the line and went too far. In that case, I think it was Ferrero who stepped over the line, and from Sasha saying he was being disrespectful for the team and not just really being a lovely person, and then that led to the split of their teamhood, or his advising on the team. A whole spew of professional differences also occurred on how Ferrero wanted Sasha to be more professional on and off the court, however Sasha wanted more freedom when outside of tournament play, which I think came some more of differences. Some people were alleging that Sasha wanted to party more and have fun with his friends, whereas Ferrero didn't want that for him. And also others were alleging that the wedding celebrations for Sasha's older brother, Misha Zverev, were taking way too long, and that also cut out some time of his off-season. Personally, I feel like this is a bit of rubbish. We all know Sasha is a 20-year-old. Sasha is 20 years old. Let's get that in our heads. He is 20 years old. He is missing out on the prime party years of his life. He is missing out on university. He's missing out on doing stupid stuff in that time. And I feel like if he wants to go out and party, if he wants to hang out with friends, and if he wants to have fun, I feel like he shouldn't be opposed to that. I feel like he should be allowed to do that. And if he's not in a tournament, he's at home, he's just chilling, he's relaxing, he's training and all that stuff. Obviously there's a time to train and there's a time to play, and I feel like he's just getting that balance. And from what I've heard, Sasha's a bit of a perfectionist, and he goes on and on and on with training, and you see clips of him at training where he's just hitting balls and he's smashing rackets and all that stuff because he's unhappy, and he just goes on about that. And Sasha's game is good, let's not lie about that, it's so good. He's a great tennis player and he knows what he's doing, and he's done it so well to be at number 5 in the world at such an early stage in his career. I think that's amazing. So I feel like people should almost let him have that, because he's missing out on doing that fun stuff. He's missing out on actually being with his friends from home and all that stuff. He's just living this so intense life, and it's not like he has anyone. Obviously he has his brother and he has friends on tour, but he doesn't really have that freedom to kind of just chill with friends at home and do stupid stuff like go out partying and get completely wasted. And from my knowledge, I think Sasha does not drink, so that's another thing. Or maybe he does drink, I don't know, maybe special occasion drinking. But I think that's, you know, it's a little bit unfair that if he was not at a tournament, he couldn't hang out and be happy with his friends or do whatever he wanted to do. He'd have to still be professional, and I don't think for a coach, I think there's a line where you say, okay, yeah, to be a good tennis player, there's, you need to be good at training, you need to have a set schedule, you need to have all the requirements, blah, 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 blah. But then you also need to kind of know how to down time and have chill. It's kind of like the work hard, play hard situation. Like, you work hard, but you have that balance of when you know, okay, this is my time to focus on working and just perfect techniques, and then this is my time to chill out, enjoy myself, be with family, be engaged, and just put tennis away. And I think that was what Carlos was trying to teach Sasha, more focused on that professionalism side and less focused on the going outside and downtown side, which I guess it's just a balance. And obviously in Sasha's nature, that's not him, from videos of Sasha on the ATP media and just what we see online and with his friends and all that, like, especially when he's around Marcelo, they're very jokey with one another. It's like they feed off each other, and Sasha is a lovely guy. He seems like a very lovely person, and he'd want to hang out. I feel like he likes to be social, and that's another thing I picked up on. At the beginning of the Australian Open, he was talking about his family and what's changed. People were asking him what's changed from being number four in the world at that time. That's where he was, and he was saying nothing much. His brother still teases him, his mum still wakes him up, all that stuff, Lovick and all that, like, all that's the same. But then he said he's a bit lonely since his brother got married, and obviously that's understandable when it's like losing your best friend. And I feel like since then Sasha really hasn't, I don't know, maybe he hasn't come to terms with that. I don't know what their relationship was like before, prior to Misha getting married. Were they always constantly together? Did they have, like, bro sleepovers or stuff like that? I don't know what happened. But in my head, if you lose your best friend, you're kind of just, like, you're kind of in, like, a lost stump kind of way. And that's what kind of happened to Sasha. He kind of, like, lost himself for a bit, and now he's coming back. He's not playing amazingly. He hasn't been playing amazingly for the last three tournaments, but he has been doing really well, and he's been getting deep. And especially we saw that this week in Acapulco, where he got into the semifinals and lost to Martin Del Potro, but that's still a great result for him. But I feel like he's pushing himself to get another title, to be the first to have his first of the season, which he hasn't yet, which is totally acceptable. But, like, I don't know, I guess it's pushing to the point where he has such high expectations for himself. It's kind of like he needs that thing to kind of feel satisfied and to feel like, okay, I've got my shit together, I know what I'm doing, kind of a thing. So yeah, but I guess we'll see how that happens. But back on track, so Sasha says that Juan Carlos Ferrer was disrespectful towards the team, and I got a statement that he said from his press conference, post-match conference after a match in Acapulco, where he says there was a moment where he was very disrespectful towards everyone in my team. And I am a Twitter user, I use Twitter religiously, and from what I've seen and from when the statement was put out, people were saying that Juan Carlos Ferrero was disrespectful towards Sasha's dad, and the whole reason Sasha brought him on was so that he could help his dad out, because his dad has been traveling for 40 years plus. His dad has been on the road since he was on tour, and with his brother, and now Sasha. He just wanted to help him. He just wanted someone to help the dad out, so he doesn't feel that kind of constant pressure on him. And I feel like that's fair enough, and Carlos was the right person. And I feel like at the beginning of the relationship, it worked, and Sasha had a beautiful run. He won another Masters 1000, and he got into the finals, especially in that American summer period. He was doing very well, and then going to the US Open, he flopped a little bit. Sasha is not great at Grand Slams, but I forgive him for that. But then he went and he did the NITO ATP Finals, which was also good, where he did well as well. So it was kind of like, I don't know, from having Carlos start in July all the way to, like, the end of the year, he had some good results. And then I think that period of Misha's wedding kind of came in, and maybe that started the disagreements, because the off-season, Sasha obviously always goes to Hopman Cup at the beginning of the year, and he goes to Perth early, and he celebrates all that, he does all that stuff. So maybe that was kind of like the beginning of the drama. I don't know where it started, but that's what it seems like, in that, if we say that time period. And it was, if you say in terms of tennis coaches, it wasn't even a full entire season they worked together. So I don't know, maybe that's where the disagreement started, but obviously they're split now, and I think it's for the best. Sasha seemed very upset about it, and another thing that's got me worked up about this conversation is that people are saying that Sasha's in the wrong. He should have complied with what Ferrero was trying to do, complied, and said, you know what, stuff this, I'm not supposed to back my family and all that stuff. I'm just going to supposed to do what you say and lose myself in that process, and I don't think that's correct. And that's what people were saying. You know, if you hire a coach, you know what they're about, and they tell you this is how I'm going to try and improve you, then you at least have to attempt to do that. But I think Sasha shouldn't have done. I believe in the fact that you shouldn't lose yourself to please someone else, and I think Sasha had that same thing as well. And people are saying that Sasha didn't try, and that it's wrong of him to be calling out this world number one, this former number one, but this number one disrespected. If someone disrespects your family, you're obviously going to call them out, and you're going to stick up for people who you believe in. I don't think Sasha's in the wrong for sticking up for what he believes in. I think that people should look at what Ferrero said and be like, oh, maybe he is in the wrong because he said disrespectful things. And the relationship between a player and a coach is coach is hired to help. And for the coach to disrespect the original coach, I don't think that's a good thing. I think that's where you have some disagreements. And especially if the coach is a father or a family member or someone close, that they have that relationship, I don't think that was right. And I don't know what Ferrero said. Obviously, it crossed a major line to make Sasha feel that uncomfortable, and for Sasha to call him out on it, then I think it was something really big. And I am 100% backing Sasha in this, that because it's not right. You can't just let someone disrespect your family like that, and they don't, like, obviously coach and thing drama. Obviously, some people live on good terms, some people live on bad terms, and this is a leaving on bad terms situation because it's really blown up in their faces. And but people, I think, people need to stop picking sides, and people need to see it from the point that Sasha's just defending his family. Sasha is the youngest in his family. He is the baby of the family, but he's defending them, and he's saying, you know what? No, what he said was wrong. You know, he shouldn't be allowed to get away with that, so I'm going to stick to defending my family. Anyone who has a problem with that, you know, that's your business. And I think people are coming on the fact like, oh, Sasha should be complying with all this word number one stuff, but I think that's absolute rubbish. I honestly think that's rubbish, and I think that people need to stop, like, just because Carlos is a world number one, is that okay? Like, Ferrero is a world number one, it's okay for him to be disrespectful to someone else's family and someone else's team, even though he was brought into the team to assist that person? Like, in my head, I don't think that's okay. That's completely not okay. So, yeah, that's my take on the drama that's been happening. Let me know your opinions. Comment below, and if you want, I've left my Twitter. Tweet me what you think about this situation, because I honestly think it's absolutely rubbish. And, yeah, I think I'm Team Sasha all this way, and if it blows up even more, I will still be Team Sasha. I think that's the way it's gonna be. Anyway, moving on to the next thing, we've had two finals happen. This morning I woke up and Batista Agut won the Dubai Open that was happening. The final against Lucas Pui, and I thought that was really nice. This is the second title of 2018, so that's really awesome for him. So, congratulations to Batista Agut. And then Lucas Pui also had a little bit of a, I wouldn't say drama, he was a bit cut. Let's be honest, Lucas was a bit cut because of the fact that he didn't win. But obviously, you know, you win some, you lose some, and Lucas is going to have a great career. Lucas is doing amazingly. I think he won something before, I'm not sure, I can't remember. He's won a couple of tournaments, he has tournaments, so he's won some tournaments. Obviously he's not happy, he wasn't happy with the results, and but he's gonna have many more, so let's not forget that. And then it's Del Potro versus Anderson tonight at the Acapulco final, which is very exciting because that match is going to be a good one. I am Team Del Potro, even though Del Potro beat Sasha, but it's okay. So, yeah, I'm Team Delpo for that one, and I hope he wins. Anderson's also a good player as well. Anderson is doing very well this season. He started off really great. He could win. I don't know. I think it's going to be a tight match. I hope it's an interesting match. Like, it's a good match to watch. So that's all I'm hoping for. But the head-to-head, I'm looking at the ATV website, and the head-to-head is 6-0 to Del Potro. So it might be another Del Potro win. But we don't know. We'll have to see what Anderson brings to the table. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed this first episode of Talk Tennis Tea. We want to have more episodes like this, talking about drama, talking about the scandals that are going on, talking about tennis Twitter, to be honest, and what people are talking about on there, and just predicting. I want this podcast to be for younger fans, to give them a quick summary of what's happening, a little bit of a rundown, and then people can just go. Something easy to listen to, something breezy from the perspective of a fan. So obviously I don't have the most wide, like, I guess, broadest tennis knowledge that most commentators or most tennis journalists and sports journalists do, but I'm a fan, I love the sport, and I'm just here to report what I think is interesting, what I think most girls want to listen to, most fans want to listen to and hear about. So that's what I'm going to be doing in these episodes. I have my social media links below, so if you guys want to chat, if you guys want to suggest topics, all that stuff, please don't hesitate to message. I would love to hear what you guys have to think about certain topics, topics that I'm talking about in the episode, topics you want me to talk about, all that stuff. I think that'll be really great, and I'm really excited to do this. So thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye!